The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on Forever Young. If it's the first time you caught our show, whether it's on the podcast platform, Sirius XM, or any of our traditional radio markets, welcome. For the past couple of decades, we've been suiting up and showing up every day, doing our best to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good, keyword, should be great, quality science-based information. You want to be based on science, right, my co-host?
Indeed we do. You got to follow the science.
Right.
If you would like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. You can actually listen to the past shows, read some fantastic articles, and, you know, please follow us on social media at Forever Young Radio. And that's the at Forever Young Radio. And you can find us on Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook. Today, we're actually doing a show that's going to follow the last show that I had the pleasure of being on here for, and that was on brain health. It was episode 374, and that was part two of a two-part brain health show. And we were talking about B vitamins and how it affects the brain. But, you know, the fact is that B vitamins have an enormous effect on many, many areas in the body. But one thing that affects so many of us is stress. So if you have stress in your life, you might need an increase in your B vitamins. So we're going to talk about stress and B vitamins, and then, of course, the adrenal glands, because your adrenal glands manage many, many things, one of them being stress, adrenaline, fight or flight, cortisol, your stress hormones. So we have a lot to share with you today.
We sure do. And boy, you learn a lot about cortisol after 30. You're like, what is this thing happening in my midsection and how do I get rid of it? So hopefully we can share some information. Again, my name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm lucky to be joined by the great friend of the show, Melody Martirana. Melody, welcome back. So great to have you join me today.
You know, I love being here with you.
It's always fun. It's a fun way to educate people and let them know what's going on with the trends, what people maybe aren't looking at when they come when it comes to their health. And again, if you live in a world where you have zero stress, invite me and Melody to come and live with you, because you teach us a thing or two, because stress is normal. We all have it in one way or another, but sometimes it can get a little bit overwhelming. Would you say, Mel?
Absolutely. You know, and we live in a really busy, crazy world. So I don't know that there's really anybody out there that lives on Stress-Free Island, but it would be a nice place to take a vacation. No, I mean, the fact is there's so many factors that affect our ability to cope with stress. And we're coming out of a pandemic. There's other things coming our way, you know, other health concerns coming our way and financial situations. A lot of people are on medication. A lot of people deal with their stress by possibly drinking alcohol or eating an imbalanced diet. You know, I think a lot of us, there's a lot of people, I can be guilty myself, go like, oh, I had a bad day. I'm going to go get a scoop of ice cream. And I'm just going to tell you that if my sister's listening to this, it's entirely her fault, because she did tell me that ice cream fixes everything when I was a little girl, and I believed her. you know, but all of these things, your poor diet, and if you're taking medications, those can affect your gut health as well. And, you know, like the gut's sort of the second brain, they're finding. And that's kind of where everything is absorbed into your body, all the nutrition that you need. So if you have poor gut health because of poor lifestyle choices, you're under stress, you're not responding well, that can also affect everything too, because you need to be able to absorb the good things you're taking in. And then there's, of course, so many environmental toxins. You know, there's plastics breaking down, there's smog in the air, there's pollution. You know, it's just, there's so many different things that are affecting us right now. So there's a lot of people out there that are tired. They might be depressed. It's hard to focus and it's hard to keep your memory on point when you're tired and stressed out. And all of these things can also wreak havoc on your immune system as well. Stress can definitely deplete the immune system. I know for me, when I get stressed out, I usually get sick right after. And I've always been that way.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are like that. And if they're not incorporating certain things to kind of bridge the gap. And again, stress in small amounts is normal. It makes our body ignite. Hey, I'm going to protect you. But sometimes we have to protect the protector. And that is the immune response. So if we're up against all those things that you were talking about, Mel, where people are just financially drained, maybe the medications. And the medication sector is so interesting because people wouldn't think that, oh my goodness, I'm taking this medication, but maybe it's taking some of the nutrients out of my body that I need, especially B vitamins. Dr. Mark Stangler, he is a great friend of the show. He formulates all of the formulas over at Emerald Labs using, you know, doctor formulated ingredients and then doing blood tests. And he said, you know, when you have ordered as many blood levels of B vitamins as I have, and he breaks down all the different ones, he says, like with patients, he'll notice a typical pattern of low B vitamins based on what they're going on and what's going on with their life, maybe a deficiency. And he said, it's so simple when you improve the body's levels of B vitamins through the right foods and specific B vitamin supplement, dramatic changes happen very quickly. And I think for someone struggling and wondering, why can't I get my stress under control? Why am I getting sick all the time? It's just very important to take a little bit of a peek at what's going on within the body. So when we come back from the break, we're going to go ahead and do that. Make sure to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. If you missed any part of this show before the break, you can catch this and several other shows that we've done by going to foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to past shows. And today we are talking about something that affects everybody. We're talking about stress. So you said it would be nice if we could join you if you're not somebody who has stress in your life, but I just don't believe there's anybody out there that has zero stress. So what we want to share with you today is more information about how nutritional support like B vitamins, and we're talking full spectrum B vitamins, can help support your stress levels. And then we want to talk about your adrenal glands. So before the last segment ended, Kelly, you were sharing with us some of the information that Dr. Stangler, our formulator, who's a naturopathic MD, he's an active practice down in Encinitas, has seen over all the years he's been in practice, is that a lot of people are suffering from B vitamin deficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of things that can go into play. You know, we talked about it, stress, different things. In the last show, we even covered MTHFR, a gene variant. So if you want to learn more about that, which affects almost half of the population, and I think possibly it could be more, Mel, I think people just don't test. Please go and listen to that last episode because we really covered that topic if people want to learn more. But it's interesting. I think when I got into this, health game all those years ago, I had this wonderful mentor, Karen Masterson Cook. She's the owner of Allolife. We've done years of shows together in the past. And she would always teach me that B vitamins are known as the happy vitamin. If you don't have your Bs, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. And I think as consumers, they only focus on B12. They think B12 is the only way to go. And that's how you promote your energy. But according to Dr. Stangler, deficiency of just one of the B vitamins will have a negatively effect on the complex production of ATP in your cells. And we're all looking to for natural ways to maybe have a little bit more energy than we previously did. And I think we're all spinning so many plates in life that even though we don't feel stress, if we're actively doing things for our kids all day, we're working, we're volunteering, we're doing different stuff, you need that ATP production to be able to sustain it.
Absolutely. I know I have two little ones, and I can tell you that without B vitamins, I would probably look like a deflated balloon. I mean, quite frankly, many of us are going here. And ATP, for those of you who don't know, these are basically B vitamins support the breakdown of carbohydrates and other things that produce energy in the cells. So it's really, really important, but they do work together. So it's not just one single B vitamin. Like you said, it's not just B12 that's involved in energy production. But beyond energy production, you know, B vitamins are important for focus and memory, for people who tend to have more depressive symptoms and feel more anxious. B vitamins can help support you in those areas and also support your immune system. So help your resistance to stress and illness. So there's other things too that are really important when it comes to B vitamins, like improved detoxification and more efficient production of neurotransmitters. These are the brain chemicals that are really important. And this is including like serotonin production. B vitamins can also help to improve nerve flow and muscle function and, of course, improve hormone metabolism.
For sure. And with so many things going on with cognition out there, remember, we're about to go into the cold winter months. Seasonal affective disorder can go into play depending on where you live in the country. Obviously, if you're not getting sunlight and you're not getting that natural vitamin D, it can cause a little bit of an issue. Again, for that, please make sure you're getting adequate levels of D3, K2. If you've kind of got a little lax over the summer because you're getting so much sun or maybe you're outdoors so much, please keep that top of mind and go to the internet and Google SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and see some ways around it. I make sure I'm staying on my D3, K2, a good omega-3. We had mentioned in the intro too, Mel, B vitamin robbers. And that's something that, again, we talked a little bit about, but medications. I think a lot of people wouldn't put those two together. How could a medication prescribed to me by my doctor actually be leaching some of the nutrients my body needs? What are some of the ones we're looking at, Mel?
Well, these are like common medications, proton pump inhibitors or PPIs, prednisone, metformin, antibiotics, birth control pills, and anti-seizure medications, which also, by the way, those anti-seizure medications also tend to rob calcium from the bones. A lot of people who are, you know, suffering from epileptic disorders and taking anti-seizure medications also need to fortify their bones. You know, the OsteoBone Health formula is excellent for that. Also the D3 with K2, because we've talked about this in past shows, but K2 is one of the traffic directors that will make sure that that calcium ends up attaching to the bones, basically helping to form the bones instead of ending up on the arteries as plaque, which is dangerous. So, you know, there's other things that you need to think about that are being drained as well by these meds, antidepressants, chemotherapy drugs, and many, many others. So there's a lot of elderly people that take multiple medications, and it's found that elderly folks who take three or more meds are prone to B vitamin deficiencies, including B2, B6, folate, and B12. And another thing just to consider with this is that when you're taking these medications, it's also really taxing your liver. So, you know, you also want to support your liver, and we'll talk about that more in future shows, I'm sure. But, you know, older people also tend to have absorption issues. So that can be caused by just basically a natural reduction in the production of enzymes in the body. But also people who have acid reflux and they're taking PPIs, or who have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, they might have more trouble absorbing B vitamins. So, you know, unfortunately, when you have a depletion of certain nutrients, that is what opens the door to various disease states. Stress also causes depletion, and that can be a major factor in various disease states. So basically, you want to make sure that you're still supplementing. You know, a lot of people really do a great job of eating healthy. If you're choosing organic, choosing healthier foods, choosing specific diets that offer all these good nutritious foods, that's a wonderful thing, but you still can't quantify the amount that you're taking in. And the body does need a certain baseline of various nutrients in order to thrive and not just basically survive.
100%. And I think sometimes we'll take supplements or try little shortcuts or hacks based on how we look or, you know, how we feel. It's an elective thing to try, right? But there are ones that are very imperative to our overall health that we can't just get anymore. And the food supply and the soils and different things like that. And then even people, I've talked to a lot of people over the years who've maybe had gastric bypass or the sleeve and different things like that, which can lead to malabsorption. And again, you taught me years ago, Mel, you've been coming on this show, goodness, for like 14 years, I think now, or something like that.
It's been a while.
I knew you before kids. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
But it's very interesting in the fact that that's where we have to kind of look at things. And what you had taught me is it's not what we take, it's what we absorb. For us, we are here to educate consumers. That's our number one goal. So we don't want you going to a health food store, picking up the most expensive bottle, thinking, oh, goodness, since it's so expensive, this has got to be fantastic. There's been tests done on the market where you don't always have the proper nutrients that match the label in some of those formulas. So we really want to educate you on if you roll into a store, what to look at, what B vitamins should you be looking at? Should it be a standalone? Should it be a complete formula? I know you and I are big fans of Be Healthy by Emerald Labs. I use that religiously every single day and have for many, many years. And it's interesting because I have the MTHFR variant. That's what kind of got me started on it. But I think long term, we have to focus on absorption. And there are foods we can eat, but again, we're not going to get it in a coenzymated form. And I think that's maybe the most important thing there, Mel. What do you think?
I fully agree with you, because the thing is that, like we've talked about, you know, you said conservatively half of Americans. I mean, there's studies that show higher numbers than that. And, you know, we stick with the sort of conservative studies because there's all sorts of studies being done on this. But the one that we've really latched onto says that approximately 47%, and this was a study that was not just done in the US, it was done in other parts of the world as well. But there's two different variations. If you want to go back and listen to that conversation we had about the MTHFR, you can listen in more detail, and we definitely have articles on it. But the truth is that this variation is something that unless you've done the proper blood work, you're kind of walking around like a ticking time bomb, and you don't really know whether or not you have this. So consuming all the right foods isn't necessarily going to be the solution. Supplementation of the proper methylated forms, which your body does not have to be responsible to methylate if you have that variant, is essential, because that's what's going to guarantee that you're getting what you need for all of these essential processes in your body, producing energy, dealing with producing all those neurotransmitters that you need, your hormones, and so on. So these B vitamins have a big job to do.
Absolutely. And so when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about folate. We're going to talk about the B vitamin chart and what people need to kind of know. But in the meantime, head over to foreveryoungradio.com. Again, episode 374 is where we did a lot of heavy lifting on MTHFR. If you missed it, feel free to go and check that out.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories clinical potency coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at vitamin shops, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. If you've missed any part of the show, you can actually catch it at foreveryoungradio.com. Kelly, we've been talking about the formula Be Healthy that we love so much, but also about how it's really important for people to get a full spectrum of the B vitamins. It's not just the B12. It's not just the folate. Like, it's really important for us to get the full spectrum. And there's so many different functions that all of these B vitamins have. And I know that you've got a whole chart of data.
Yeah. Dr. Mark Stangler, again, America's Natural Doctor, he put this together. We're so lucky we're able to use it and share it with the consumers. But let's start with vitamin B1, thiamine. I mean, what is that used for? Energy, metabolism, carbohydrate metabolism, neurological activity, brain, heart function. Again, if people just go and I don't think they could just go out there and find a B1. I've never seen one in the store. There are some that you are going to be able to find. But again, cumulative effect, making sure we have all of, I think there's 8 or 9. Again, we'll go through it today, but having the support of each and every one of them and understanding what each and every one of them too. And I think B2 is up next. Mel, tell us a little bit about that one.
So a lot of people think of B2 as being riboflavin, and this is really important for energy production, fatty acid and amino acid synthesis, and also for methylation. So that process that converts the methylated folate into methylated folate, it's really important to have the B2 to help with that. So, and you know, the thing is that when you have deficiencies, it can cause some really weird side effects. Like you can get cracking at the corners of your mouth, maybe an inflamed tongue or red eyes, vision problems, dermatitis, nerve damage. You can have decreased neurotransmitter production. And also too, with children and growth of children and infants, that can be delayed or suppressed. So that's an extremely important B vitamin. But I also think one of the things that's very interesting about riboflavin is that the flavin part comes from the Latin word flavus, which means yellow. And this is the B vitamin that is responsible for making your urine turn yellow when you consume a B complex. So if you're finding that you have bright yellow urine after taking B Healthy, it's not a bad sign. It's the riboflavin. Now, Kel, there's many other B vitamins as well. We've got niacin, pantothenic acid, pyridoxine. Would you like to share a little bit more about those?
B3, niacin, I want to talk a little bit about that because there could be a flush effect if you're not using flush-free niacin. And remember, it's energy production, formation of steroid compounds, red blood cell formation, which is so important, cognitive function, mood. But again, if you've ever had that niacin flush, that can get pretty sketchy. Would you agree, Mel?
Yeah, you know, I try to avoid that because I have to tell you, sometimes I just am overheating naturally anyways.
And then again, you mentioned pantothenic acid, B5, metabolism of carbs, again, proteins, the fats for energy production, production of adrenal hormones and red blood cells, which we're going to talk about today. And then again, the B6, right, Mel?
Yes, B6 pyridoxine. So this is extremely important for the formation of body proteins, neurotransmitters, red blood cells, and actually overall immunity. And then Kelly, you know, we've talked a lot about folate and particularly the 4-methylfolate. And, you know, this is extremely important for so many processes in the body, including the reduction of homocysteine levels. But don't forget that folate works with B12 in the breakdown of homocysteine. With B12 and folate, we're talking about those forms that are so important. You really want to make sure you're getting methylated folate so that you're guaranteeing full absorption and B12 as methylcobalamin, not cyanocobalamin. That B12 is important for the synthesis of DNA, red blood cells, nerve development, and energy production. But again, those two work in partnership to break down homocysteine. And, you know, homocysteine is associated with inflammation in the body. It can affect brain health overall. And, you know, if you want to go back into our memory show, we did talk a little bit about that. So these B vitamins are just essential, again, for so many different areas of the body. Now, there's several ways that you can up your B vitamins.
We don't recommend anything we don't personally take. I have been on B Healthy from Emerald Labs for years. Again, we take supplements sometimes that we know is good for us, but we don't really feel anything. The way I like to test a supplement is I'll stay on it for 90 days and then I'll go off it for 5. And if I start feeling like Debbie Downer or not my best, I get right back on that. So B Healthy is definitely one of those things that I've stayed on religiously through the course of 10, 12 years, I think, at this point. But again, you're getting that full array. You're getting everything that we've just talked about in a form that's going to be better to digest and better to convert. And I know for you, Mel, that's something that you've stayed on as well.
Absolutely. B Healthy and the next one we're going to talk about, adrenal health, are like daily go-tos for me. You know, again, it's that daily stress. People don't necessarily think about that. I think that people who have high stress situations on a consistent basis are always concerned about their stress levels and the effects on their body. But people who have occasional stress may not consider that, or people who are so used to their daily stress may not consider that. But I can tell you, if you are suffering from deficiencies, or if you even are dealing with occasional stress and you start taking these formulas and you need these nutrients in your body and you are deficient, you will notice a dramatic difference in a very short period of time. These nutrients offer very quick uptake, and it is pretty dramatically noticeable if you're deficient, I can tell you. Once you start taking them, the difference in being fully charged versus not is right. pretty dramatic, and you won't want to go back.
Yeah. And again, helping our body to process and assimilate. I mean, our creator made us perfectly, right? But we need to put in what we're voided, what we're missing. We talked about medications. We talked about stress. We talked about all that stuff that could be a robber. So again, if you want to learn more, you can go to emeraldlabs.com. Again, when you Google search it, it might say shop.emeraldlabs. That is the company. But you can go in there on the search and put in Be Healthy and learn a little bit more about the formulation and, you know, what Dr. Mark Stangler put in it when creating that formula. That's been, again, one of their best sellers for decades. So you can learn more by checking that out. There's also a direct link underneath this podcast episode that will take you there. But again, we got to get moving, because when we have those robbers, we need to find ways to recharge our stress glands. So, you know, a good example, Mel, is to look at how do people handle stress, whether it be physical, emotional, or mental. If it's not well, you may need a recharge. And again, adrenal insufficiency or deficiency, when we're looking at it, can cause a big issue when it comes to the communication network within our body. If we train our body and give it the proper things on maybe how to mitigate it. And again, we're talking about daily stress. If something happens in your life that's traumatic, it could take you some time to work through that stress, and that's okay. And give yourself that opportunity to do so. Again, we're not talking about quick fixes on the show. We're not talking about magic bullets. We're talking about supplying the body with the proper things it needs to work at an optimal level.
Absolutely. And the reason why the adrenal glands are so important in this process is because they produce many and regulate many of the hormones that are responsible for regulating stress response in the body. And that includes hormones that are associated with not just stress, but metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. So, you know, you think of adrenal glands and people probably immediately think of adrenaline, which controls our stress response, you know, fight or flight. But people don't realize that it is in charge of many different hormones, including hormone precursors like DHEA. There is a lot that your adrenal glands are responsible for, and there's so many different ways that it can be taxed. And again, these are factors that most of us suffer from: stress, poor diet, lack of exercise, lack of sleep. All of those things can affect your adrenal glands and deplete your adrenal glands. So pouring right over from talking about all these great B vitamins, the Adrenal Health Formula by Emerald Labs actually contains a pretty amazing array of B vitamins, including coenzymated forms of B2 and B6 and methylated B12. But there's several other things that are also in there to help support your stress levels.
But again, people ask me, should I take the B Healthy and the Adrenal? It just kind of depends where you are in your life, because if you are dealing and climbing out of a hole, I recommend you take both. I take both when I'm under some of the most stringent, stressful times in my life, whether it's a personal issue, a work issue, and then it kind of rides itself for a little while, and then I'll take a break and maybe go back on the adrenal again. I don't stay on adrenal year round, and I just want to be honest with that, because I'm always putting in all these proper nutrients. But goodness, when it's the hectic times in my life, I make sure I'm on both. What do you say about that, Mel?
You know, and it's funny, because for me, I would say that I'm the opposite. I feel like my adrenal glands definitely need the support on a daily basis, and then I incorporate the Be Healthy as needed. So each of you guys out there, you're individuals, your body has individual needs. Some of you are going to do it one way, some of you are going to do it the other. You know, we've also talked about multis. That's always a good foundation. And we have like 17 options to choose from in the Emerald lineup.
Full disclosure, anybody who listens to our show, Emerald's a great partner in health. If you go to the website, emeraldlabs.com, they give you 10% off every single day. But if you use the code FOREVER, you get an additional 20% off on any of the products. So, you know, if you want to go on there, you want to check out the multis, the Be Healthy, the Adrenal we're going to talk about, or some of the other great products like the Deep Immune, which is one of my favorites, make sure you go and check that out. We'll be right back after the break.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. If you've missed any part of this fabulous show that we are doing on stress and the nutrition that you need to help support your body during times of stress, you can listen to this and other shows, so many other shows, on foreveryoungradio.com. There's also some amazing articles there that have information ranging from what we're talking about today to every other concern you may have about nutritional health and well-being. Before the break, we were talking about adrenal health, which is so important. Your adrenal glands manage so many of the major hormones and functions in the body, but are very involved in how you deal with stress. And we introduced the adrenal health formula that was formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, who's a naturopathic MD, who's so well respected in this industry and has been around for decades, working directly with patients out of his clinic in Encinitas. And he based these formulas on the clinical research that he's done on blood work on actual patients and on live active research that's being done. He's constantly paying attention to the newest research, and that really helps the Emerald formulas to evolve as time goes on as well. So science evolves, the company evolves to bring consumers the latest and greatest in clinical servings. So adrenal health is one of the top selling formulas because so many people need the support. And before the break, we were talking about how the adrenal glands manage all of these hormones, including adrenaline, and how this formula includes a full array of B vitamins. But there's many other nutrients in here, including PABA, which actually helps to potentiate cortisol. So that helps to keep the adrenal glands from having to work so hard to keep it in balance. The thing about cortisol is if you have too much, then we get that midsection issue that none of us wants to deal with. So the important thing is, though, is that you do need cortisol, but you need it in the right amount. So it's important to have it in balance. And then rhodiola helps to manage those cortisol levels. Again, cortisol, that stress hormone. And it's important to note that, again, the forms are so important. This one is standardized on 3% rosevins and 1% saligricide. That is the same standardization that's used in European studies versus some of the 4-to-1 material that's still out there. And the serving amounts are in line with that research. Now, Kelly, did you want to share a little bit about Sensoryl ashwagandha and some of the other adaptogenic ingredients that are in this formula?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm so impressed. It's one of my favorites, so well studied. And again, double blind placebo controlled studies with 125 to 250 milligrams of ashwagandha extract taken twice daily resulted in a 79% reduction in fatigue. And again, I want to repeat that 79% reduction in fatigue. I mean, if most people could be like, if I could just feel 10% better, I'd feel great. So again, when we're looking at there was also a reduction in stress, anxiety, irritability, inability to concentrate, and forgetfulness. These factors did not improve in the placebo group. So that's a very important thing when you're looking at the amount of people who took part in that study. Then they did a little bit more on the serum cortisol levels, which decreased by 24.2%, and DHEA levels increased by 32.2% for those taking the ashwagandha extract that we're speaking about. Like when we're talking about these cortisol levels, what happens is that is subcutaneous fat. And that is sometimes really, really hard to remove. That's the brown fat, always around the midsection. It leads to things like metabolic syndrome, which a lot of us are trying to avoid. They've coined that diabetes type 3 because, again, you have three or four conditions going on to create that metabolic syndrome. So in the long term, as I was alluding to in the introduction of the show, a lot of people don't have cortisol on their radar, especially when they're 25, eating Taco Bell, going to bed at 3 a.m. and, you know, waking up refreshed, you know, good for you. You had good hormones back then. So it's like, I like to look at things that are based on research. I think a lot of companies out there do window dressing. So if it did call for 125 to 250 milligrams of that particular ashwagandha and raw material, you'll see companies out there that are putting in like 25 or 20. That's not going to do much for you, right, Mel?
That's right. I like how you call it window dressing. I've always called it fairy dusting. A company puts in just enough to make the claim on the front of the label, but you really got to know what the studies are. Now, how's everybody going to know that? You know, the thing is that this is part of why we do the shows like this, to help educate consumers so they know what to look for. It's extremely important that if you're taking something that has been clinically proven, that you're actually taking the amounts that were clinically proven. Because if you take this phenomenal ingredient and you're only getting a fairy dusting window dressing amount of it, it's not going to have the same results that clinical studies might have indicated. So again, you know, this is actually a really high serving in here of 250 milligrams because this is specifically for the adrenal glands. You know, and the fact is, there's ashwagandha upon ashwagandha upon ashwagandha out there. There's so much out on the market. This has been used in Indian Ayurveda for, you know, centuries. So it's not hard to find ashwagandha, but this particular one has those double-blind placebo clinical studies that indicate that you're going to get results every time that you take it. The great thing about this is that the sensorial ashwagandha has been proven in those human clinical studies to help with energy, sleep, and stress. So you think energy and sleep, maybe that doesn't make sense, but you need to have proper energy production to get through the day. And then you need everything balanced, all your hormones balanced in your body for you to produce what you need to sleep at night and get good quality sleep. And the other great thing about this is that studies also showed that taking this can help to prod the brain to produce higher levels of serotonin and dopamine. That's incredibly important if you want to feel happy. So stress versus happiness. I want to pick happiness, right?
Yeah, for sure. I want to pick happiness every single time. Don't take adrenal health before bed or be healthy. I will just caution you with that. That is, I even remember, I know we're going to talk about some of the 200 studies published on the chemistry again of rhodiola, but I remember, Mel, when you first got pregnant, again, you had to get off your adrenal health for a little bit, according to Dr. Mark Stangler.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that back because I have to tell you, one of the reasons why adrenal health is one of my favorite products is because, you know, my first pregnancy with my oldest daughter, I felt like a Disney princess. This must be like when a Disney princess gets pregnant. I'm like, I want to sing. I'm so happy. I have no symptoms. This is wonderful. I could do this 10 million times. And then my second pregnancy, my hormones went out of whack. In fact, when my husband and I discussed having a third child, he looked at me in terror, like, I'm not going through that again. So, you know, I just really, really had a lot of funkiness going on with my hormones. They fell out of balance. My second child, who, I mean, I love my girl so much, and she is just so dear to my heart. But man, not only was the pregnancy harder, but she came out screaming. She was such a grumpy baby that to this day, her nickname is Bear, and she's the sweetest and most joyful little thing now. But it, you know, I actually breastfed for a year. I was thankful I was able to do that. I know not every woman is able to, but the thing was, is that I made that commitment. If I could do it, I was going to do it, just to help promote the health of my child. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that other options are not going to be healthy for your kid, but I was thankful to be able to do that. In any case, I was struggling with some postpartum after that pregnancy with her, and I just felt funky. I just did not feel like myself. I knew that I was not my normal, regular baseline. And again, I couldn't take the adrenal health while I was breastfeeding because, You know, the thing is sometimes people think that natural ingredients don't have an effect on the body. They think of pharmaceuticals as having an effect on the body, but you wouldn't take it if it didn't have an effect on your body. And these things are just not necessarily studied for children, for pregnancy, and they're not really going to be, because pregnant women aren't going to line up to do that. When I stopped breastfeeding her and I got back on, I have to tell you, it was night and day. It changed my world back. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Yeah. This is me again. And I was just so fatigued, and my adrenal glands really took such a hit. And that happens to so many moms. And it's something that, thank goodness, like, people are talking more about this now. Postpartum is a real thing for some people, and I was thankful that it wasn't as severe as it could have been. But I'm telling you, that was such an amazing help for me when I was done breastfeeding. I was so thankful to get back on it.
Absolutely. And we didn't get to the part on the rhodiola. We'll put a little bit of a blurb on the weekly highlight at foreveryoungradio.com. But again, go check out our good friends at Emerald Labs. That's emeraldlabs.com. Go and check out some of these doctor-formulated, backed by science, nutrients that we're putting out there, and great formulations by Dr. Mark Stangler. Again, you can get an additional 20% off just for being a listener of the show when you use the code FOREVER. Mel, thank you so much for all the insight that you shared with me and also the listeners today. Really appreciate all the content and look forward to talking to you again in a week or two. And we're going to talk about the thyroid.
Looking forward to it, Kelly.
Have a happy and healthy week. We'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.